Welcome to this week's sermon from Heights Worship Center. We believe God has something for you today. We hope this message encourages and inspires you.
Before we start, let's just honor the Lord for a while. In our hearts, Abba Father, we just say again, good morning, Lord. Yeshua Messiah, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Good morning. Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, thank you. Good morning. Thank you for being here. Even during the worship, we sense that you are here, and we thank you. And we receive your seven spirits this morning for everybody, Lord. The spirit of Abba Yod Heh Vahey, the spirit of wisdom, Kokma, the spirit of understanding, Bina, spirit of counsel, Etza, spirit of strength, Gebura, spirit of knowledge, Da'at, and spirit of fear of Abba Yahweh, Yirah. Lord, we receive you. Lord, stay with us. Lord, fill us to overflowing. Lord, help us to understand your word. Although this message, Lord, is very simple and everybody is doing it already, Lord. We wanted to see something new. Give us something new, Lord. Give us something that we will carry on till you come, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We praise your name. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Through this message, there is such a thing as Jeremiah, right? The prophet Jeremiah who cried, the crying prophet. If I will cry in the middle, don't be disturbed, okay? Because when I preach, I cry, okay? Alrighty. Before I move on, I asked two couples to answer two questions. So may I ask Andre and Christine Kwan and Isaac. Oh, Jackie cannot come. It's all right, Jackie. Isaac will come. They'll take this microphone. Where tech? Any tech? Yes. Okay. You wanna come up? You are welcome. All righty.
Hello.
Thank you. Alrighty, so we asked Christine and Andre, what questions did I ask you?
Why do you serve others?
All right.
And for me personally, especially now being a mom, I serve others to be an example for my children so that they know what it is to just be humble and show humility to others, and also as a testimony, right, to others who may not know who I am or who we are, that we are serving them as a way to honor God and show our testimony.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
And when I think of just the question is why do we serve others, I always think of what would Jesus do? So as Christians, we basically want to model our life after Jesus as closely as we could be. And what did Jesus do? He served others. So I can't really claim to be a Christian if I'm not serving others and setting that kind of example and trying to seek out discipleship and trying to find Christ in me to be an example.
Amen. Woo. Glory.
I think my question was different.
Oh, yes.
How do I serve others? I got to thinking a little bit about that, and I'm thinking being available and being obedient. Right, because serving others is not always easy. That's just a reality, right? And so when the Lord says to serve, got to be ready, got to be obedient. And then you obviously got to be willing to follow through. So that's what I would say in terms of how do I serve others. I think those two words come to mind.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you guys for coming and explaining what is in your heart, right? I link this message still with Acts 1:8. That is one of my favorite verses. Most of you know that, right? After the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you shall be witnesses. He will empower you to become a witness where? To Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And right now, our team is halfway, as Brother Kyle was saying, halfway around the world, right? So if you please can remember them every day, or in the day when the Lord says, pray for the worship team or the mission team, please so, okay? And then I was just going to tag on with what Daniel was saying this morning when I didn't want to go longer when he was speaking. But in the first service of Sunday with Pastor Jaron at 7:30, the Tagalog service, that's what he did. He said, I'm not Moses, but I'm asking Ed Jimenez and Victor to stand by me and raise up my arm. And then he asked two men of the board of that church with Pastor Joseph Suico and said, raise up your pastor's arms. And then they prayed over. And so this, I was like, whoa, Lord, what you are showing to us is what's happening around the world and what you want to do, right? So we're going to raise up each other up this morning. Alrighty. Okay. So we need the power of the Holy Spirit to serve. Did I put there Matthew 20, verse 28, honey? It's up here. Okay, I'm not used to this. All right. Okay. So in Matthew 20, 28, right? For even the Son of Man, this is in New Living Translation, for even the Son of Man came not to serve, not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom to many. And then the other one is Passion Translation, there you go. For even the Son of Man did not come expecting to be served, but to serve and give his life in exchange for the salvation of many. So he did not come to be served. He came to serve us. He gave his life for all of us that we have now our new life in Christ, right? All righty. Now, this was an insight. Okay, let it just stay there. This was an this was an insight that the Lord gave me when Pastor Don just like, Mom, you take May 26th. And I was like, yeah, all of you are gone. And I'm the only one here. And then all of a sudden, Christine texted me, Mom, I'm not also there. I was like, okay, everybody's here. That's why I'm so happy that the She are here. Thank you for coming, Brother Jack and Sister Grace. Oh, bless God. I've been praying for you and Mama Elena and Dad and Papa over there. And Emma and Arturo. Oh, wow. That's special. Oh, and Mommy over there. Right. So we thank you for being here. Now, God gave me this insight to use parts of the body. All right, let's start. Okay. We'll start from the top. Okay, the mind, the brain. Actually, that's the reason why I ask you, Brother Kyle, to introduce me as Pastor Jaron's wife. He edited my message, of course, right? He edits. He likes to do that. Okay. So we will use this illustration of our parts of the body to understand how and why we serve God. Okay, mind. In the mind, we use our brain, of course, right? We use it for planning and for practice. Proverbs 16:9 says, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps, isn't it? Sometimes I have to do this, I have to do that. But then all of a sudden, nope, this is how you do it. Okay. Oh, hold on. Okay. Okay, it's now 11:11. That means I'm supposed to pray for the families. Okay. Lord, bless our families right now here. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Okay. In other days, it's more than that. Okay. I assure you, I pray for you. Okay. All right. So, in Proverbs 16, sometimes we wanted to push ourselves to plan. But yet, oh no, God said, no, do it this way. Even, you know, in preaching, remember when pastor would say, I already had planned this message, but all of a sudden God will change it at the onset because somebody needed it, right? In 1 Peter 1:13, he said, so prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. And he was revealed to the world, right? So number one, the planning, the end results are helping, serving, caring, okay? So when you plan, like we were saying a while ago, that's our, yes, baby, we're planning here, okay? Yeah? So we're planning, we're serving, and then we're caring. We need to plan after praying, though, okay? We have to pray first before we plan. When you plan and then you pray, sometimes the Lord change it. So it's be harder for you, okay? And then number two, we have the mindset of serving others. When we have that mindset, it becomes our lifestyle of service. It's automatic, just like what Isaac had said a while ago. He obeyed. It's just flowing from his heart onwards to others, to serve others. It becomes automatic, right? And now leading to the eyes. Now, when Jesus Christ was here, he had compassion, care, contact. Jesus Christ would just look at the people and he would feel what the people feels. I don't know if you have those kinds of experiences in your life, right? That sometimes when you're just beside somebody, you can sense. There is the gift of discernment that the Holy Spirit is allowing you to manifest in your life. God will tell you, oh, minister to that person. He needs prayer. Or minister to her. She's lonely or she lost somebody or she needs a financial blessing. So we receive it from the Lord, right? The anointing of God is from eyes to hands also. So whatever God shows you, automatically you have to do it, right? That's when Isaac again said, obedience, okay? Like what Jesus did in Matthew 9:36, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd, in Matthew 9:36. And then he was moved with compassion. And then Jesus reached out and touched him, and he said, I am willing. He said, be healed. Mark 1:41. So when we see people, we just don't, okay, I need something. Okay, sometime. I'll pray that somebody. You remember the story of the Good Samaritan, right? The first one that came through was a priest. The second one was a Levite. The third one was nobody. But he had compassion. He stopped, healed the wounds, and then he brought the person to a place that could be help. And then pay all the bills. Wow. You know, something's going to happen. Okay, I'll tell you the secret. Something happened in Bataan. Something happened in Bataan. I just received a text from Sister Mila. somebody blessed her because that person is very close to me. That person's close to us and to Sister Mila. So when we were there, we were like together, and then all of she's going through tough time, and then we prayed, and then all of a sudden she said, "Hey, Sister Mila, I wanted to bless you," and it was not a little amount. Yeah, praise the Lord, amen. And she gave two checks. So I was like, "Oh wow, Lord, yes, bless sister." So in return for what she had given to the work of the Lord, so she'll find out that she did not give to the people, but she gave to the Lord. Amen. Okay, let's move down. Okay, our nose. You'll say, "No, serve." Okay, it's a sense of smell or aroma. For those of you, especially cooking, baking, right? Those of you who are serving here all the time, right? When there's food, isn't it? Sometimes Daddy would joke, "Okay, it's not yet lunch. We'll have that later," right? Because you can smell the aroma of what they had given. But in Ephesians 5:2, I love this verse. "And continue to walk surrendered to the extravagant love of Christ. For he surrendered his life as a sacrifice for us. His great love for us was pleasing to God, like an aroma of adoration, a sweet healing fragrance." Ephesians 5:2. When I was studying the Bible for 5 hours a day in my office, back in the times that I was still single, I loved to read the Word. I was reading this verse, and all of a sudden, tears just rolled out of my eyes. And then a sweet-smelling savor just came into my room in the office, and I didn't want to move. Because I said, "If I move, the fragrance might leave." It's like, "No, Lord, don't leave me." So it's really awesome. You can't explain when the Lord is present. You cannot explain. Remember the time that you were leading the worship, and then I saw the Lord Jesus Christ standing here. It's not white. He's not wearing white. That was the first session that we had in humility, right, Mike and Patty? So he was here. It was brilliance. It was radiant. You cannot describe the awesomeness of God when he is here. I pray that all of us will see him that way when we worship, right? Isn't it when we were worshiping a while ago, you could sense, did you sense his embrace this morning? Yes, hallelujah. That was his extravagant love offer, serving others, serving us. And then secondly, it says sacrificial love for people, and then pleasurable love for God and his people, surrendered love as adoration, sweet not sour love as healing fragrance, as what Christine was saying a while ago. Her testimony is a sweet smelling savor fragrance to her children, so that them too will realize how to serve the Lord, and people will see her testimony that Christ is living in her, right? Yes. We go sideways. The ears. Yay. Okay. Gift of listening, counsel, and discernment. Sometimes you're counseling. I've seen counselors before, and they are looking at you, but as if they're not listening to you. Have you seen that before? Right? And it's like so discouraging, you know, when you're talking to people and they're like looking at you, but like it's going there, it's going here, and going that. Right? But you could sense when somebody really appreciates you. Listen to every word you're saying, right? So it says here in Philippians 4:9, keep putting into practice all you've learned and receive from me everything you have heard. This is Paul. You heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you. The disciples are good listeners before becoming talkers. Two ears, one mouth. Right? No listen, no learn. God's peace is your partner in serving others. It's very easy for us to serve others if we have the peace. Our listener, our counselee will sense the spirit that you have when you are talking to them, when you're looking at them, when you're listening. They'll say, this person's not listening to me. Right? They're looking. Sometimes, I'm sorry, but let me use the doctors, okay? Sometimes they don't listen intensely because just to look at you, we have a doctor who was like that. The patient, we're just coming in. He would know already what's wrong with the child. He's the International Society Pediatrician Secretary. And he was like, oh yeah, Rose, I know already. I know. But somebody's already in front of him. I'm like, dog, somebody's... Yeah, I can sense. Don't worry. Yeah, there are people who are like that. All the more if you have the Holy Spirit. I don't know if you have already experienced that the Holy Spirit whispers to your ears things that you needed to do, things that you needed to go to, things that you have to tell somebody, to encourage somebody, to lift them up, right? Ask the Holy Spirit to work with you every day. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. You know, every morning I always say, good morning, Ruach HaKodesh, my dear Holy Spirit, my teacher, my mentor, my guide, and my friend. And I always say, please always make me your friend. Right? Because a friend... John 15:15, I have told the prayer warriors to memorize this, right? John 15:15, you're not no longer a servant, but you are a friend, because whatever I hear from the Father, I will tell you. Wow, the secrets of the Lord, you will know because the Holy Spirit will tell you. All righty, let's go down to the mouth. All righty, yes. Sharing, discipling, and teaching. Okay. This is very easy for you. That Matthew 28:19 is always memorized, right? Go therefore and make disciples. That's what they're saying. Just don't preach. That has that word preach. Take away the P. Reach. Take away the R. Each. So, when you preach, you reach each. You disciple each one. I thank the Lord that our church disciples each one, especially in tech. Oh, nobody's here. Okay. I was like, oh, nobody's here. Sorry. We're few right now, but we are strong. All right. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Even in worship leading, right, Mike? You train. You were borrowed, actually, for a month. And you train the other church, right? To how to lead in worship in the new way, or in vibrant way, or in joyful way, right? You know, in their trip right now in the mission, churches are excited that they are coming. Dad was saying there was a church who drove 10 hours to go to Davao City to join them in their worship. There was our pastor, missionary, Pastor Rene, I think Hinko. He drove 5 hours, Mike, motorbike. And it's not like smooth, right? The rugged mountain. Yeah. So he drove 5 hours motorbike just to be there in the worship. Praise the Lord. Wow. Really, people are so hungry to learn the new kind of worship, asking for the presence of God to come down. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I'm so cold here. Making disciples by speaking God's instructions. Teaching disciples by giving God's commands, counsel, and commission. Dad showed me a video of a 8-year-old boy. I don't know if you saw, if he posted, I'm not sure. But the boy was just right here, where Brother John is. And he, during the whole time of worship, he was doing just like, jumping and jumping and jumping. And, you know, he's not just jumping. He would jump. I wish I could show you, but he would jump and raise up his arm and do like this to the chair before him. And then he would bow down and then raise up again. Dad was like, was so awesome. And so I texted him and said, did you disciple him? Did you pray over him? And then he learned with the drums. So he attended the drums class and then they commissioned him. Praise the Lord. Right? 8 years old. Yes, mommy. Go ahead. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that they are discipling our next generation. And that was what they were trying to emphasize in their preaching, even when Andrea was preaching the next generation. Okay, let's go down. The shoulders. The shoulders is carry, bear burdens with one another. There is something in the Philippines, I'm not sure if some of you are familiar. The whole house will be lifted up. Do you know that? Right? Bayanihan, we call it. So everybody, you know, there's a leader and everybody will just put a pole underneath the house. And like here you have trailers, right? There's a sign that says wide overload. Okay. So this one, they carry it on their shoulders. Men will carry it. And then they move. And then they transfer the whole house to another place. Like, okay. Trailers here are being, you know, right? The mobile homes. Yeah, there's movers. There, the movers are the men. They move it there. And it's called Bayanihan. So it's like carrying on or carry one another's burdens. But carrying one another's burden is also not only physical. Carrying one another's burden could be financial, could be emotional, can be counseling, right? Or even sometimes, I know that some of the nurses are here, but if you get into a higher position, you can, I don't know if you do that, but can you like recommend somebody to a certain position? Yes, yes, yes. So I've seen that before. He's not a nurse, he's an engineer, and he was able to bring in somebody to his office or somebody to be promoted. Wow, okay. We needed that, right, in our office. And in this way, you will fulfill the requirements of the law of Christ, that is the law of Christian love. John 13:34. We know that, right? That There are only two commandments when Jesus came here. What are the two commandments? Love God first, okay? All right. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And then love others just like you love yourself. Okay. Did we have Galatians? Galatians 6, 2. I'm not sure. It's amplified, so I don't have it. Okay. Here. Thank you. Carry one another's burdens, and in this way you fulfill the requirements of the law of Christ. That is the law of Christian love. John 13, 34. Okay, so it's the same as the other one. Okay, thank you. All right, number one, it says here, many shoulders makes burden lighter. That's the one I told you, moving the house. Okay. And then number two, passing requirements in flying colors. Yes, I've seen this before. Our kids. James, Annie would say, "Why are you still in the computer, Mom? I'm teaching my classmate." I'm like, "Wow, okay." So he said, "Okay." Just don't be late. Okay. Passing requirements in flying colors because they are honor students. They're higher than other kids. So they're helping other kids to pass also. Okay. As a law of Christian love, we really automatically serve others, right? Because we love. I was doing this and the Lord reminded me this old song. Oh, I love you with the love of the Lord. Who knows that song? Oh, you will know the age. We are then born again before. Right? Right? I can see him in you, the glory of my King. Imagine. You see the glory of my King in you. I see it in you. Wow, the glory of my King. So I love you with the love of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And some guys take this as a, "Oh, I love you." And then they will sing. Uh-oh. They will sit by or stand by a beautiful lady. It's funny. We have those testimonies in the church, in the ballroom. He's now a PhD in divinity. But he said, "You know what, Pastor? When I came to your church, I was like, I peep at the door. Oh, wow, there are a lot of beautiful girls here. Let me go to this place." He doesn't know what it was, but he came in, he got saved, he served the Lord. In the beginning, he had 15 churches. And now he had more, of course. He's also a teacher in Bible school because he's in the doctorate. All right. From the shoulders, of course, we go to the arms. All right. This is our church. Church with the arms that hugs. Right? We always say, "Oh, we just don't shake hands." We hug. We love. Okay? We receive and we protect. That's what the arms are for. Because, our children, when we see that they're going to do something and then they're going to fall, or here we are, the parents, oop, ready, right, to come into the rescue. So in Mark 10, 15 to 16, "I tell you the truth. Anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." Then he took the children in his arms and placed his hands on their heads and blessed them. This was a time where even the disciples did not recognize that the children were very important to the eyes of Jesus. Right? So in Mark 10, it says, "Receive God's kingdom with open arms. Then you can be God's arms to receive the weak, to be a blessing." Okay. All right. Let's go down from the arms to the hands. Our dear brother Kyle mentioned this, giving, right? It's very easy for us to give when we love Jesus. It's not only because he had given. There is a quote unquote, actually a cult. You wouldn't like to join them. They'll get an offering, right? They'll get a tithe. And then the leader will say, "Oh, but that's not enough. You should give an offering." I think you know them. You're laughing. So they give an offering. "Oh, but there's more. You have to give more to God. Whatever you have." And people give, right? So one of the richest churches in the Philippines. Anyway, he said, "Give me a helping hand, for I have chosen to follow your commandments," in Psalms 119, verse 173. It's very easy for us to help, especially combination like what we have seen, eyes to hands, right? I'm not sure, when somebody have an accident, are nurses allowed to help? Yes, and you are not going to be charged or anything. Okay, because we were warned as a pastor, we cannot just help, right? Because we might be... So we will have to be careful. Okay, well, open hands to serve others. I love this church because we don't need to tell them sometimes what to do. When we say, we're going to have potluck, everybody just bring everything, right? And then Patty would decorate in all the tables. I love it last graduation of Daniel. Oh, Daniel's not here. It's not here teaching. Daniel and Giselle. Who was with me? Michael, no? Little Michael, he's in mission right now. He was standing and he said, "What do we do?" "Okay, we'll do the covers." Okay, covers. You know, he's not that tall. He's the table is already here. I was like, "Oh, okay." So in decoration, and then when we were done with the tables and the cross thing, Elijah was like, "What are you doing, dear?" I was like, "I'm counting, Lola." "Oh, okay. Where are you counting?" "Mommy's doing the flower." Oh, okay. So you don't need to tell them what to do. Even on the next generation, they are so willing to help because they can see all of you working together. And so everything goes beautiful, right? Again, I will mention the cooking, the baking. Oh, Sister Sylvia's not here. I hope you're listening, Sister Sylvia. But we thank you. We thank you for preparing food all the time and giving to others. Even though she is not feeling well, she will continuously cook and give and give and give. Especially to her friends who are sick or who had surgery or anything she can do. Now we go down to our knees. Wow. You know, this is my prayer, actually. I thank God I can stand right now, but my knees still just sound when I stand. Praying and intercession. What day is today? Monday. Oh, so yesterday, we just had the prayer warriors meeting, and we prayed for everybody, and it's our privilege. It's our privilege to serve the Lord through prayers and intercession, and I thank God for the prayer warriors that come at 9 a.m. to pray before the service. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bow our hearts and bend our knees. That's what did we just sing that song? We didn't? I thought I heard CJ. Oh, yeah. Like, yes. Every time I hear that, I like, "Oh, I wish I can kneel down, Lord." When I, in Ephesians 3, 14, 16, when I think of all of this, I fall on my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we really kneel down, it's like I always tell the prayer warrior sometimes, just think about it. It's just you, and in front of you is the Lord. When we pray, we kneel down. And it's like I always think of a tent that covers you, just you and the Lord when you pray. When you kneel down, when you try to minister to God. Because, you know, when we minister to other people, always remember we have to minister to God. Okay? Blessed are they that are ministering in the courts of the Lord in Psalms. All right? So we bend our knees. When I think of all of this, oh man, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father. Ah, we need that strength. We need that strength. When times are overwhelming, when times are hard, when times are tough, that's when I remembered in La Habra Heights, I won't mention, but there was a doctor in the house during the time, and we were praying and worshiping, and all of a sudden she went forward and lay flat, prostrate before the Lord. And I was like, wow, Lord, amen. So we just prayed over her and prayed with her. This is when you surrender to the Creator really for service. It is to him that we surrender. It is to God. Unlimited resources of empowerment to serve. When we serve the Creator, when we serve our God, when we serve our Father, he returns it back to us in multifolds. Right? Amen. Have you experienced that? I'd like you to experience that, especially our nurses. You know, I'll be honest with you. 5 o'clock in the morning, because I know Oma would go already and drive right to LA from Azusa. So I start praying. My alarm, my good thing, my phone alarm at 11:11. Okay. My alarm would go off. I'm like, okay, it's Oma. And all the nurses, Lord, so I will think of Chun Chun, Peter, Mike. So you have to register with me so that I can think. I can mention your name, right? So, and then by 7 o'clock, you know, my daughter, G, she would wake up and start to prepare. And she's also a nurse. And then, and on, 8 o'clock, and then 9 o'clock, whoever goes. And then somebody that gets out, you know, Steve gets out at 9 a.m., it's 5 p.m. to England. So I will pray for Steve. Lord, bless Steve as he goes home proper, you know, safely, blah, 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 blah. So you're in and out. But that's a promise in Psalms 121. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in. So whether I pray for you undetailedly or not, that's a promise of the Lord to all of us. And we thank God for his promise. So dwell going down, all right, to the feet. Walk the talk. Okay, we have prayed, now walk the talk. And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of the messengers who bring good news. Romans 10:15. Okay, we're still on kneeling down. Okay, it's okay. Faith walk, exemplifying servitude. Isaac mentioned this in his obedience. Whatever the Lord says, he go. All right. Walk the extra mile in serving and walk in people. You know, when I saw this, dad, okay, I'll be honest, dad added this. It's like, okay. Walk the extra mile in serving, walk in people's shoes. You know, this is hard. Have you put yourself in somebody's shoes? It's hard. It's tough. It's like empathy. You feel. You have to feel what they feel. Especially, you know, for us who ministers to people who are in the end life, we just had to worship. We just have to minister to their ears that Jesus loves them, that Jesus, they can still hear, right? Even though they're not moving, right? Talk to me, nurses. That's all I know in Hospital Christian Fellowship. We talk to the ears because we know they can still hear, even though they're either coma. Honestly, I thank the Lord for the privilege. I was a brand new believer, and we were asked to pray for the brother of our office mates. I was working with Philippine General Hospital, the government hospital in the Philippines, and it's like, Rose, come with me. My prayer partner said, we'll be praying. Okay, so I went. And then when I went there, we were praying, holding hands. And then the Lord said, Rose, you pray. I said, Lord, I only know memorized prayers. You know that. Rose, you pray. Lord, it's my first time to pray. Rose, you pray. Fine. You know, when the Lord says three times, you have to obey or else he will stop. And then. So anyway, I was like, okay, Lord, I'll pray. So I said, when my prayer partner ended, amen, I said, Father God in heaven. And then, you know, I didn't know what I was saying. I heard myself saying, the lame man walk, the blind man see, the deaf heard, and you made Lazarus rose from the dead. And the coma brother, he just, like that. His name is Nelson. And he started living from that time on. And we thank God. It's like, okay, it's not me. And then when I opened my eyes, everybody was crying because they saw what the Lord was doing. And then the presence of the Lord was so strong in that room. And like, thank you, Lord, thank you. That's all I can say. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Like, you know, like what we were talking in the first session, the humility. You are not the one. You are the channel of blessing. Amen. Always remember that. Okay? So, we are Jesus. Did I read? No, not yet. Okay. During the time when Jesus was alive, like what Victor and the angels and Kayla are doing, they washed the feet. By the way, they were not supposed to wash feet in Davao. And they did. So the pastors were crying that nobody had ever done that to them. They were so humbled. They were so blessed by our people. Thank you, Jesus. So when Jesus was alive, he also washed the feet of his disciples. But then he gave the teaching. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done you. John 13:15. So, we thank God that we have a ministry here that was born in somebody's life, that angels, and we praise God that we're part of them now. So, we are Jesus' body on earth today. We are his church. Amen. Hallelujah. Called out once to do the same. We serve because he first served us and he first loved us. I have a challenge for us today. Before I show the last page, dear ladies, dear girls over there, the devotion of our mission team. Of all the parts, from the mind, the brain, the nose, the ears, the mouth, the shoulders, the arms, the hands, the feet. I'd like you to think, which of this am I doing? Before our mission team left, I'd like to show you, if you can show, my dear girls, the devotion on the last days before they left. we're all serve with. Can you, are you able to show that, honey? The last page, the one that says serve with gladness, the devotion of our mission team. Were you able to get that, all the thingy? Okay, it's all right. From April 24 to May 23rd, our mission team fasted and prayed and have a devotion that I was amazed how Pastora Dawn really noted it down. But on the 22nd, it says, serve with gladness, Psalms 100. 23, day 23, serve with gratitude, Psalms 103. Serve with compassion. I was doing this with them. Jonah 4, I was like, compassion, Jonah? Oh, okay. Serve with urgency, John 9, 1 to 7. Serve with inner strength, John 15, 1 to 16. Serve with love, John 21, 15 to 23. Serve with team spirit, Romans 12. Serve with common purposes, 1 Corinthians 1, 23 to 31 and verse 2, 1. And lastly, on day 30, proclaiming liberty to the poor, Isaiah 61, verses 1 to 6. You know, by grace, we are a different church. Honestly. I think I mentioned this before. Usually in a church, out of 100, only 20% are workers. The 80 are just coming in, going up. But in this church, I'm so humbled, so pleased, so honored to be with you as like 100% our workers. Can we give glory to God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for by grace, right? By grace, we can do what God wants us to do. As we serve God, think about it today. I'd like you to close your eyes. Think about it today. What part, Lord, am I serving you? What part, Lord, have I served you? What part, Lord, am I supposed to still serve you? Here am I, Lord, as Isaiah had said, use me. Father God, I thank you for Heights Worship Center. I am is part or the owner of this church, the great I am. We thank you, Jesus, that you are the great I am. We thank you, Father, you said that to Moses, I am that I am. Thank you that you are here. Thank you that you own us. Thank you that you own Heights Worship Center, Lord. Father God, anoint each one of us today. I'll just probably ask, close your eyes, nobody looking. Who are the brain people or the one that are serving in planning? Raise your hand. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just bless our brethren, Father God, that you are blessing to plan more, to motivate us, Lord God, and to lead us and guide us to the next steps, Lord, of this church. Who are ears? Those who listen to somebody, those who are counseling. Amen. Amen. Lord, we just pray for our brethren, Lord God, who are using ears, God. And we thank you, Lord. Bless them, Father God, that they don't only hear what people are saying, but they will hear from the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, so they can minister more. Who are eyes? Yes. Thank you, Jesus, the eyes of compassion. Lord, bless their eyes that they may see not only what's happening here on earth, but just like Elisha, what's happening in the heavenlies, Lord, that we will not be afraid, Father God, when things are not happening right, Lord, because you are the one showing us what you are doing in the heavenlies. Open their spiritual eyes that they may see, Father God, whatever you are wanting them to see beyond, beyond, beyond. So that there will be power, God, in everything that they're doing. Who are knows? Hallelujah. Those who are cooking, those who are baking. Lord, we thank you for those who give out of their hearts, Lord, to bake, to cook, to give to others, to encourage others with their food, with their love, Lord God, with decoration, with everything, God, with preparing, Lord, so that we are, the people are pleased, the people are happy, Lord God. Who are hands? We thank you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the brethren that use, Lord God, their hands, Lord. I am even blessed, Father God, this week. Thank you, Jesus. When I texted some brethren that dad's gone, Jimenez just left, I'm alone. With Rex, the big dog. Every night, somebody would come, Lord. Bless them, Father, to minister to me. Lord God, I know they minister to a lot of people, Lord. I pray, dear God, that you will bless them in return, Father. And for all the prayer warriors, God, the knees, Lord. The prayer warriors, the intercessors, Father, thank you. What a privilege, God, what a privilege that you are pleased with our brothers and sisters who pray even at nighttime, Lord, whenever I send the message, Father God. And Lord, we thank you for all the prayers that have been answered, Lord. Hallelujah. The miracles, Lord, that you are showing us, that you are hearing our cry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we bend our knees, God, that you are there, God. And Lord, we thank you for our mission team, Father, that they have gone to serve you, Lord God, to speak, to sing, to praise, to minister, to preach, to touch, to counsel. And Lord, they're going to the Harvest Ranch. Lord, they will embrace their arms, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for anointing each one of us, Lord, here. And then there are also those that have gone in the mission field, God. Lord, we thank you for protecting them and guiding them, Lord. As they wake up in the morning, God, they're going to go and take another flight, Lord God, to Cebu. Jesus, there have been even confusion that the enemy is trying to do in their schedule. Oh, in Jesus' name, you will turn it out for good. That's what the song said a while ago, Lord. Everything will be turning out for good. Something is going to happen great in Cebu. Hallelujah. 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 Can you agree with me? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for miracles. Thank you, Lord, for God even encouraging kids, Lord, who will be loved, God, by the team. As they paint the building, Lord, thank you, Father, they will see the love of God. They'll just see the love of God. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we glorify you. Lord, thank you that we are in the body of Christ. Lord, you are with us. So, Lord, we praise you, we honor you, we glorify your name. For in Jesus' name we pray, and everybody can say, amen and amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Visit us in person or online at hwcim.org.